89.3. Passengers wishing to travel. It's 7 o'clock and it's time for City Test.
Merhaba, hoş geldiniz.
Hamare gariya grinden abgat vazir hai.
Bienvenue, comment tu t'appelles?
Anita Yamilo, on est fun in.
Welcome to wherever you want to go.
What are you waiting for? It's time to take off.
Let's go!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to join our fantastic journey into the temple. Recently, all the people are immersed in the atmosphere of Christmas. All of us wish you Merry Christmas, and today our program is also special for Christmas. First, Jenny will lead you to travel across time and space and show you different Christmas in war times, sharing a story of love. Echo and Richard are waiting for you in the 6-minute Christmas news. They're going to share something funny about the festival with you. Next, in your mini party, is it a temple? Cyril will introduce 3 foreign friends to you. Surprisingly, they have a little conflict. Later, Sherry will take you on a long journey to Santa Claus Valley in Finland. Anything interesting will happen? Next comes the warmest part. Carrie and Irie will open the world of Santa Claus office to you and show you the wishes of children around the world. In the end, Christmas Father will appear in the radio station and give each a big surprise. Richard will lead you to know about every member's Christmas wish. This is our last program this term, and we all feel hard to say goodbye to you. Hope we can both cherish and enjoy the next 40 minutes. Now, let's start our Christmas journey. It's time to take off. Come with us.
What was a real Christmas like? Santa Claus, gingerbread, a family dinner, a warm fireplace. It should be the truth in this age, but how about somewhere in time, 70 years ago? Today, please follow me, traveling across time and space, to the coldest Christmas in the very land of Sydney.
The 25th December 1944, the Eastern Front of World War II. The Germans are steadily giving way all over the field. No surprise, no triumph, no hope. There's only endless snow and gunfire. It is written, evil will be defeated and justice will be done. Nothing but a dead end lies before the German soldiers.
Steiner, do you want some?
Where did you get a cigarette? Bus?
By luck? The Führer has burned the song. Why is he singing it?
Damn Führer! He can never save us! It's already 2 months and where's the fucking reinforcements?
We need to believe in the Führer and never give up fighting. We are going to try.
Don't kill yourself. It's all over. The empire is over and we are over.
There will be a miracle. Will be a miracle.
Do you know what's the day is today? Today's Christmas.
Christmas? Oh, yes. The Christmas. Vor Weihnachten. Every time this year, I would go to the nearest forest with my family to choose the best North Montana as our Christmas tree. We always argue about how to decorate it. My mother would spend 5 hours in the kitchen to prepare a Christmas dinner. Now, I just want to eat a roast goose and drink a glass of dark beer.
What a nice Christmas. Sorry, I've got nothing to give you as a gift, Hilma. Maybe I can find you some better cigarette butts. Good luck.
That doesn't matter. We're not alone. We have family and...
I'm an orphan. My parents both died in World War I.
But there is still someone waiting for us in Berlin, crying and hoping that we can come home soon.
Oh, yes. My Leaf. Hope she can take good care of herself without my company.
You know what? I think you've already received the best Christmas gift. Your girl left 2 pairs of big wool socks for you before you leave. Didn't she? We all envy you, Guy.
You are right here, Mom. The happiest thing in the world is the moment I put my feet into a pair of dry and warm socks from a wet and freezing one. I envy myself. My life is the best.
So, cheer up, man.
Watch out! God, against the events. Are you alright, man?
I'm okay. I can't die so easily. Livy is waiting for me to marry her. Fuck the Lambert form. I promise to protect her. Maybe next Christmas, we can spend together.
Sorry for bothering you, madam. Is Liv in, Liv Dietrich?
Sorry, no such person.
But wait, she does live here.
Well, Jewish, she's in car, but nothing.
Liv, oh Liv, Shri's letter has come. Oh, where are you? Shiloh is at the front and you should be waiting for him. Liv, you know today is Christmas? I was going to give you a big surprise. Shiloh is okay. He's still holding out. Wherever you are, hold on. God bless you.
Grandpa?
Oh, my little honey. Come here to Grandpa.
Grandpa, were you thinking of little Leaf?
Oh, of course. Grandpa was thinking of our leaves with singing.
Really? We wish you a Merry Christmas. Oh, Mom told me the roast goose is ready. Let's go to the dining table and decorate the tree together.
There is no more wars and pain. 70 years passed, and those heartbreaking memories are buried in the dust of history. Trillo is now an old man, but he has never forgotten the 1944 Christmas in Siberia, the 2 wool socks and his leaf. He lost 1 leaf in Berlin, but now he has another leaf, his little granddaughter. Love is everlasting, so is peace.
What we left behind.
Thank you.
Fridays are awesome as the undisputed king of weekends. Welcome to What's Up Christmas in 6 Minutes News. I'm Richard.
And I'm Echo. We are starting today's commercial-free coverage.
J.K. Rowling has posted the first of 12 new Harry Potter moments on her website, Pottermore. In the 12 days leading up to Christmas Eve, new Harry Potter content will be released daily on the site.
A lost sheep from Omaha wearing a Christmas sweater gets reunited with his family.
This is all of today's new flash. Let's move on to the next section, new features.
Santa has been believed to bring gifts to the homes of the good children on the single night of Christmas Eve. He accomplishes his feat with the aid of the elves and makes the toys in workshop and the flying reindeers that pull his sleigh.
In order to receive Santa's presents, the last minute ritual for children before going to bed is a line in stocking at the mantelpiece so that Santa cannot fail to see them when he climbs into the house through the chimney. However, at 11 o'clock last night in Maple Street, a 16-year-old Santa attempted to climb into someone's home down the chimney but failed. Now, it is in detail.
Tonight, I'm going to give the kids a surprise. I've prepared candies, Starbucks, all kinds of toys for them. They must be over the moon next morning.
Santa climbed up to the roof with the help of a ladder and attempted to go into the house down by the chimney.
Oh my god, my chimney is so narrow. I can hardly move my body.
Poor Santa got stuck in the chimney because of his fuller figure. He tried to move his body, but in vain. His hands and feet were terribly bruised and he could not breathe smoothly.
Is anybody here? I'm stuck. Help! Help!
Luckily, people heard his cries for help and contacted the rescue department, firefighters and police officers from the city of Royal Oak, Michigan, USA, had to pull him out.
Santa, where's my Snow White?
Here you are, sweetie. Santa should try to lose weight. Oh, I've delivered presents to other kids. This time, I will not go into the house via chimney.
In order to arrange a trip for him and his wife on Christmas Eve, a middle-aged Englishman went to the travel agency. Always short for money, he thought hard for a long time about where they might go. What on earth did they go? Follow us and found the answer.
Mr. Brooklyn entered Good Time Travel Agency and went directly to the front desk.
Good evening, sir. What can I do for you?
I want to arrange a trade for me and my wife, but I can't decide where to go.
How about Hawaii? It is called an island paradise. There are lovely beaches and warm sunshine. She showed him the tour arrangement costing £1,000.
Too expensive.
Then maybe you can choose to go to France. You two would enjoy the romantic atmosphere there. And it costs only half the price.
Oh dear, still far too much.
Growing rather annoyed at Brooklyn's meanness, the girl showed him a tour arrangement too well.
What I mean is I'd like to see something really cheap.
In view of that, my suggestion is you could pick up a bag of your cheese on the way home and stay all day long in the sofa with your wife.
This is all for today's 6 Minutes News. Our program is written and produced by Echo, with reporting by Jenny, Richard, Florence. I'm Richard.
And I'm Echo. You can find transcripts and MP3s of our programs and learn English at www.radiocuc.com. Thanks for listening.
Christmas Day is coming and a grand Christmas party will be held at the home of the temple. This time, American Florence, Indian Richard and Turkish Ayşe are all invited by Amy to attend the party. What will happen on this happy Christmas Eve? Just let's listen to the story. Christmas Day is coming. I have expected it for such a long time. It will be the first Christmas I have in China. It's so nice.
Yes, so do I. You know that there are many festivals in India all the time, and Christmas is not an important festival for us Indians, but I think we can have a joyful time together.
Oh, as a Muslim, I've never spent Christmas Day before, but I think it's an interesting festival and I look forward to it. Hey guys, look, we arrived.
Wow!
Oh, look at this beautiful house and the beautiful decorations. Fairy lights, socks, Christmas tree. Christmas, we are coming!
Hello, my friends. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, David, our friends have come. Take a time, please.
Okay, just wait 15 minutes. I'm preparing the most delicious food for you. I'm the super cook.
Super liar. Oh, it's so cold outside. Come in, please. There are some drinks and snacks on the table.
Thank you, Amy.
Amy, you're always so nice.
Namaste, Amy.
Amy, mwah, mwah. Oh, Merry Christmas. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Ding, 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 ding. Roast turkey comes.
Wow, so delicious. Wait, roast turkey comes Turkey. And Ayşe comes from Turkey. So does it mean that Turkey is the country of turkeys? Oh, I'm a little cold now.
Hey, Florence, it's not funny. Turkey was called guinea fowl in 15th century, and now we call it turkey because it was imported from Turkey at that time. Do you understand?
Okay, I got it. Sorry.
My friend, they're not only turkeys, and the pies, the puddings, the steaks, and roast pig. I have prepared these for the whole day. Have yourself, please.
Yeah, the steaks and the roast pig are my favorite food, and it's better to taste them with a glass of champagne. How to say in Chinese? Liang xin tui jian. Yes, liang xin tui jian. Here you are.
Hey, Florence. You know that I'm Muslim. I can't eat pork and drink champagne. It's our custom. Please respect my country as well as my religion, okay?
Ayşe is right. I'm from India. In India, cow is a holy animal and it's a mount of Shiva. So we can't eat any food related to beef.
Why so serious? These are just food. Christmas Day is the most important festival for us. It should be a happy time. Why can't we eat, drink, love as usual? What a fucking custom. Fucking religious. Bullshit. You are so bored.
I had enough, France. It's all your fault. You had never respected us and our customs. You broke down the party.
I can't stand you anymore.
Hey, my friends, calm down, please. Every country has its unique culture, so the custom is different between countries and we must respect them all. Florence, I think you just want to share your happiness to us, but you forgot to respect your friend's customs. So it's your fault. What about saying sorry to your friends?
I'm sorry. I'm not intended to make things worse. Could you forgive me?
Sure.
As the saying goes, 知错能改善莫大焉.
It's all right.
The bad time has gone. Let's go on celebrating Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Santa's on his sleigh. And he's on his way. Oh, 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 I...
and travel your guide to Santa Claus Village in Finland. I will keep you company during your trip.
I can't wait to go there.
I'm looking forward to seeing the Santa Claus.
The travelers arrive in Finland on Christmas Eve.
Attention, everybody. Now, please pick up your luggage. It's time for the trip. Let's step on the snowy land and kiss the crystal clear air.
Santa Claus house is located in north of Miss Varney, which is the only province in the Arctic Circle. Finland is the earliest country where Santa Claus lives.
Hello, my dear guests. Welcome to Santa Claus hometown. I'm Thomas, the head of Santa Claus Village. It's my great honor to invite you to my wooden house. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Could you tell us the legend of this village?
It's the famous fairy tale storyteller Marcus that made this village famous all over the world. There is an ear mountain. It is said that because of the ear, Santa Claus was able to hear all the children's wishes in time, and the Secretary General of the United Nations sent a letter intended for Santa Claus to Ms. Varney Amy in 1995.
Cherry and the travelers were invited to Thomas' house on Christmas. The moment they came into the house, they were surprised by the festive decorations, including a big Christmas tree, a model of Santa Claus, and so on.
Wow, your house is so beautiful. I like your Christmas tree over there.
There are so many colorful lights, tinsels, garlands, ornaments, candy canes on the tree. And I wonder why you insert many different countries' national flags in the tree.
Well, I know this. It's Finnish tradition. It expresses that people all over the world can get along well with each other.
Oh, Finnish are so kind.
Here in Ems Valley, Amy, there are three things we can't miss. Do you know that?
No.
Let me introduce you. The first one is sending Christmas postcards. The second one is visiting Milo Deers. The third... Yes! So exciting. And the third one is crossing the Arctic Circle.
Thomas brought them to the biggest postcard store in the village.
I can't believe my eyes. There's so many beautiful postcards here.
Yeah, I want to buy that one.
And there are four mailboxes just next to the exit of the store. Do you see it? As soon as you finish writing, you can put them in the mailboxes.
So convenient. And the shop will imprint the store special postmark for you. People who receive your postcards will sure be very excited.
Oh, I can't wait to buy these distinctive postcards right now.
Then Thomas took them to a wood where Santa Claus and Milo Deers live in.
The wood is just like the one in a fairy tale.
Think so.
Haha. Okay, guys, now you are in the wonderland.
Oh,
I feel it all looks like the wood.
Oh, it's so pretty.
I feel it looks like the world where the seven dwarfs live.
So what's waiting for us? Well, you will see Milo in person. Can you imagine that?
Amazing.
Whoa.
Oh, look at Milo deer.
Whoa, so cute.
Let's go into the wood and see where they are.
Okay. Look, they are over there. Can
you
see them?
Oh,
wow. Yes, see them? They have such big antlers and they really look like branches.
Do you know that China is the original hometown of Milo deer?
Really?
I thought they used only the Western countries because of the legend of Santa Claus and gifts by riding Milo deer.
And you can go sledging with the Milo deer pulling the sleigh for you. Every year, thousands of tourists come here to enjoy the joy of having snow blowing. Everyone is enclosed by the sweetness of Christmas.
Can we have a try? I can't wait to have a try.
Sure.
Let's go.
Later, Thomas took the visitors to another famous site in Santa Claus Village.
Hey guys, you see the white line?
Oh, is that as famous as the Arctic Circle? I heard that you can get an official certificate here, proving that you crossed the Arctic Circle.
Cool. What's the use of these black words?
I know this. They are the numbers of latitude.
You must be an art student.
Oh, yes. Let's stand in line and cross the Arctic Circle. Thomas, could you please take a photo of us?
Sure, my pleasure.
Let's stand here.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
In the evening, Thomas took them to his beautiful wooden house, sitting around the stove and enjoying the fancy dinner.
These are the traditional food on Christmas.
Oh, I see my favorite roasted ham, and there's mustard on it.
What's this? It smells delicious.
Well, it's cabbage casserole. Almost every family have it on Christmas Eve.
This salad is made from turnip, sweet potatoes, and the root of beets, serving with salad.
Whoa. So will the Santa Claus visiting us tonight?
Sure. And in Santa Claus' house, you can see Santa Claus with your own eyes. And he will send gifts secretly to you in the late night.
Cool. And what activities do we have on Christmas?
In Finland, the most important thing is to go to church, sing songs together, and reading Bibles. Activities begin at 9 in the morning, so you better get up early tomorrow.
Wow.
And then we'll have a lot of interesting activities in the church.
That sounds interesting.
That's so cool. I will get up early tomorrow and join them.
Let's sing the famous Christmas song. We wish you a Merry Christmas together, okay?
Oh, great idea!
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!
Snow is dancing in the air and every family is enjoying having the biggest dinner. Throw the window to see children with happy smile on their faces singing and dancing. Every house is filled with sweetness and warmth. The clock is striking 12. Santa Claus has get virus gifts.
My dear partners!
He strokes his melodious softly.
Ho 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Good evening, everyone. I'm Carrie. Year past Christmas time. This is my 7th time to be here for you. Good time, hard time, but never bad time. We've acquainted different places in former sections. But in this moment, I've got a fashion vision. Our fantastic and special journey is starting now.
Wow, how gorgeous! Snowflakes covered houses and ground. But didn't make a single sound. Children made a snowman and dancing around. Joyful melody lingered in the air. The snow lay blue white and made a wonderful sight. There's no other dancing man. The hometown of Santa Claus.
Welcome, my friend. I'm the Santa Claus in Finland, Iris. It's so glad to greet you for joining us. This is our office. Christmas is coming. I received many letters from children all over the world. It would be a great deal to buy. Would you like to be my attendant?
My pleasure to do so. I can imagine how excited when children got it.
Yes, my buddy. See? These are the letters.
About several thousand. Cool. Well, let me open this one first.
Dear Santa Claus, how are you? This is my first time to write a letter to you. My name's Stacy. I'm 7 years old and living in Geneva, Switzerland. Have you ever been here? Last week, I went to the Lake of Lessenen with my family. It's so beautiful. Lake is clear like crystal. Lovely flowers decorate green grassland. And my dad told me that every tree leaves the Holy Spirit. We are Christian. I love my life, my family, and I wish I could receive a big doll at this Christmas. And all of us stay in a good health. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. Merry Christmas, dear Santa Claus. Love, Stacy.
Stacy is so cute. She comes from Sweden. Okay, let me think about how to reply to you. Dear Stacy, Merry Christmas. It is so wonderful to hear from you. I love Switzerland too. It is a harmonious and peaceful place. And you're so lucky to own such a happy family. May your friends keep with joy. You must grow up in a good Christian home. I know nearly 80% people here are Christians. Can you be my guidance when I travel here? Finally, I wish you good health and progress in your studies. At all you. That's flat, Santa Claus.
Christmas is an immoral religion of every child. I'd like to exert myself to unite all the pure heart. Let's see the next letter.
Dear Santa Claus, I'm not sure if you will receive my letter, because we don't have Christmas in our country. Most of us are Muslim. I just want to have a try and tell you my wishes. My name is Rex, 10 years old. I live in Afghanistan. I was accustomed to living horror. My dad passed away last month in battle. It may turn to me in one day, first or last. Our nation flourishes tulip. Its happiness and kindness seem indicative. But I didn't feel any happy and kind in the world. There are nothing but terror every day. I learn by myself, because get education is so hard. I earnestly hope that peace and justice will come to stay in the world. Will you write me back? God wishes, Rex.
My little boy, life is unfair. This letter stimulates my heart indirect. Of course I would write you back. My dearest Rex, Merry Christmas to you. I've touched by your letter, and thanks for your trust and shared your dedication to me. I can understand how you feel, despite I haven't been in Afghanistan. I know the society, environment, medical, education system do not like that satisfactory. I hope you can be strong, be tough, walk out from the shadows. You're about to pursue the life you want in this Christmas. I'd like to pass my wishes to you. Hope you can grow in peace and love. The scarf and dictionary in the package is your present. Hope you will like it and keep learning. Never forget that I love you as any other child in the world. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus.
How are things coming along? Is everything alright?
I really love this work so much. I've thought that Christmas is a joyful festival that all the people should enjoy it. However, the distinction between different places could be so large. This is a great opportunity for me to care about the needs. And I've brought some letters from my school CUC. They were all looking forward to Christmas. Here are the letters.
Dear Santa Claus, please send us a snow fairy. How can we spend a Christmas without snow? I'm from Dongbei. I remember when I was a child, the most dangerous thing for me was playing in the snow. My friends sent me pictures showing them making a snowman. I really miss the clear days with snow in my hometown. But Beijing is a city that hardly has heavy snow in winter. Oh, this is kind of difficult.
The condition of the air in Beijing is not so good. But I'll try to make a wind and bring a blue sky again. As for snow, I don't know whether there is cold enough. But don't worry, winter vacation is at a corner. You can have a good time playing in the snow when you get home. Haha, I'm gonna send Dongbei a big snow.
Dear Santa, Christmas is a festival that has close relation to religion. This was the day Jesus born. Does this remind me of a friend? She's a Christian. Her dad passed away years ago. I saw her facing all the difficulties by herself. Her mother had to go out to work. I never saw a single tear on her face. She's a strong girl. I never know that. I had always thought that she was a cute, small, pretty girl and was easy to get hurt. I don't know how it feels like when a family leaves you. I do not want any gift this time, but I wish all the parents in the world can have good health. I wish all the people in the world can get together and do not have to be separated.
I'm moved to tears. Oh, at least I'm not a lonely old guy. So many kids around the world are waiting for me every year. And I have my melodies with me. For people in China, Christmas may not be an important festival for family to get together. But I do hope every family can enjoy happiness. I can do nothing to help you, kids, but I will show your wish to every single person that hears my sound. Then I'll make more gifts for the kids in need. As you say, these kids from CUC are so considerate. At this special time every year, I hope all of you can lead a happy life. That's Katie Temple.
We hope to share love and care without boundary.
Merry Christmas!
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
It. Hey, Amy, this is the last time that we do sound recording here in this term, right?
Oh, yes, you don't have to go here so frequently now. In the coming days, just show yourself into the textbooks and prepare for the final exam.
Oh, no. Why can't we just take the sound recording as the final exam? That must be easier and more interesting.
You wish. Maybe you can make that come true on your bed. That must be a beautiful dream.
Oh, that's a good idea. And don't forget the stockings at the end of your bed. Santa Claus can also help you.
Okay, my dear ladies and gentlemen. It's late now. We need to tidy the room and go back to our dormitories.
All right, everything is okay. We can leave now.
Wait, have you heard someone shouting outside?
Outside? In the corridor?
No, outside the window.
Are you kidding? Don't you remember this is the fifth floor? Who can be there? Spider-Man?
You must mishear something. There's no sound at all.
Now you hear it.
What is that, Santa Claus?
Don't mind that someone is making a joke or something.
The sound comes from outside the window. Who can make a joke there?
Okay, calm down. Let's just open the window and have a look, okay?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. A present for you.
Merry Christmas!
Is that you? I can hardly believe my eyes.
Santa Claus and gifts for us. I'm so excited.
Oh, Father Christmas, let's not just stand here. Sit down, please.
Father Christmas? Why do you come here? I mean, what a surprise!
Oh, I've heard all your programs. I think you're doing an excellent job this term. So in order to reward you, I come.
That's amazing. Even the Father Christmas will listen to our program. Oh, is that true?
That's true, my dear friend. Tell me what I wish.
I want to pass my examination. I want a lot of chocolate.
I want my skin to be better.
I want my basketball team will win the championship.
I want more free time to have a 1 or 2 day trip with my friends.
I want all my families are healthy, and I wish all of you happy.
Whoa.
Thank you.
I wish I can speak French better.
And I want to find a boyfriend.
And I wish the December will be better and better.
Woo! Okay, our dream will come true, okay? It's too late now. I have to go to another place. See you next year.
See you!
How time flies. The term is coming to an end. This year, I'm so happy to have you 6 new members because you really did a great job. And I'm proud of your creativity, hardworking, cooperation, and devotion to our program. It's time to say goodbye now, and I want to thank our audience here. You are our sincere companies and our motivation. Si Tianpo will always be with you. See you next year.
Merry Christmas!
Climb the highest mountain.
We explored into the deep forest.
We came through ancient cities.
We rode across the ocean.
We are here, always ready to go.
We are on the way. Our journey will never end.
Now we are boarding. Come with us.
Okay, that's all for today's program. Here are our food.
Producer 陈玉倩 Anchor 杨哲林刘美信赵淑林 Reporter 李阳潘玉轩潘希丽刘希格陈景莹吴敬业康凯丽 Thank you for listening. See you next time in City Temple.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。